Married at First Sight. Chapter 4079. The night passed in silence. Evan woke up the next morning, roused by an uncomfortable heat. The ward's heater was on, and he'd bundled up tightly before falling asleep. Sometime during the night, he began sweating, but his exhaustion kept him from waking. By morning, the heat became unbearable, and he stirred. Abby. He instinctively called her name. His voice, still hoarse, sounded much better than the day before. The lack of a response reminded him that Abby had gone home the previous night. He was alone in the hospital. In the middle of the night, his mother had called, her cheerful voice a small comfort. Yet, the reality of being sick and alone in a foreign place left Evan feeling homesick. He thought about Wildridge Manor. Back home, it was always lively when his brothers returned. The old, mischievous grandma doted on them, and despite his parents' sarcastic remarks, they cared deeply for their children. The warmth and familiarity of home stood in stark contrast to the solitude of his current surroundings. Evan reached for a box of tissues on the bedside table and used several to wipe the sweat from his forehead and neck. He sat up, pulling the quilt off, his body still warm from the night's sweating. The fever had broken. Thanks to the numerous bottles of liquid medicine he'd received the day before and a restful night, his sore throat had eased significantly. He felt hopeful one more day of treatment and proper rest, and he'd likely be discharged tomorrow. Tomorrow was Saturday. He remembered Abby's mom mentioning that Spencer would return to the country that day, and Abby was supposed to pick him up at the airport. Evan made a firm decision, he'd accompany Abby. There was no way he'd let Spencer and Abby spend time alone. He got out of bed, poured himself a glass of warm water, and sat back down to drink it. His stomach growled loudly, protesting its emptiness. Just then, his phone rang. Evan checked the screen and saw Abby's name. He quickly answered. "Abby. You sound clearer today than yesterday," Abby remarked. "Does your throat still hurt? Has the fever gone down completely? I wasn't sure if you'd be awake yet. I thought my call might pull you out of sleep." Evan replied, "I just woke up. I was thirsty and poured myself some water. My throat still hurts, but it's much better than yesterday. The medicine is working. I started sweating in the middle of the night, and when I woke up, the fever was gone. I feel a lot better." He hadn't taken his temperature yet but touched his forehead, confirming the fever had subsided. "That's great news," Abby said. "I'll arrange for someone to bring you breakfast." She'd just woken up and was heading out for her morning run when she thought to call and check on him. Evan hesitated before softly asking, "Abby, could you bring me breakfast yourself?" There was a brief pause. "I'm really busy," Abby responded. "I lost an entire day yesterday because of you, and now I'm swamped. I need to work overtime to catch up. Even the day you live streamed eating chili peppers, my eldest sister tried to discuss something important with me, but we never got the chance." Abby had spent all of yesterday taking care of Evan, rushing him to the hospital, staying by his side during his fever, and making sure he was okay. She had neglected her work, and now the unfinished tasks were piling up. Evan's voice dropped to a whisper. "You could bring me breakfast and then head to work. It wouldn't take long. I just want to see you." Married at First Sight. Chapter 4080. Chapter 4080. Abby said, "Why do you want to see me? Wasn't yesterday enough? And let me remind you, I'm not your beloved Miss Fox. You told me yourself that no matter how hard you tried, you couldn't fall in love with me. I'm just a good friend of your sister's-in-law. Grandma York asked me to look after you, so I did for one day. But let's get one thing straight, Evan, I'm not running back to an old flame." Evan had once claimed he didn't love Abby. That declaration left her no choice but to bury her feelings for him. But now, everything had changed. Evan knew the truth. Abby and Fox were the same person. She had always been the one he loved, even if it had taken him too long to realize it. Still, Abby felt conflicted. If Evan hadn't fallen in love with her, she would always wonder whether he was merely settling for her, treating her as a replacement. But there was no replacing her. She was Fox, and Fox was her. Evan didn't take her silence for granted. "Abby, I understand," he said. He knew earning back her trust wouldn't be easy. Just because she cared for him now didn't mean she was ready to forgive him. Winning her heart again was only the beginning of his journey. Evan sighed and shifted gears. "In that case, could you ask someone to bring me a light breakfast? My throat still hurts." Abby nodded through the phone, her tone softening. "I'll arrange for it. Make sure it's light. If you're still tired, take another nap. Breakfast should arrive around 8. Lunch and dinner will also be delivered, so don't worry about ordering takeout." "Thank you, Abby." Evan's gratitude was sincere. Abby responded lightly, "I'm only doing this because I was asked to. Now rest up, I'm heading out for a run. It's cold out." "Make sure you bundle up," Evan said, concern lacing his voice. Abby didn't respond but hung up. She quickly dressed in her winter workout clothes and stepped outside. The Dew family mansion was still quiet, with the early morning chill hanging in the air. Workers were already busy, going about their tasks in near silence to avoid disturbing the household. In the backyard, Abby began her morning run. She stuck to the paved paths, jogging a few laps before calling it a day. The air was crisp and invigorating, perfect for clearing her mind. As she ran, she noticed her brothers and sisters were also out jogging. Fitness was a shared habit in the Dew family. Sometimes they exercised in the gym, but on mornings like this, they preferred to run outdoors, where the air was freshest. "Abby." Abby turned toward the voice and saw her sister Adelie jogging toward her, followed by a few of their cousins. Adelie's sportswear was the same as Abby's, a shared style that gave an unspoken sense of unity among the siblings. "Sister, good morning," Abby greeted her with a smile before nodding toward her brothers. "Second sister," her younger siblings replied in unison. Adelie slowed to a walk and fell into step beside Abby. "Are you still planning to look after that guy who got knocked out by Chili Peppers today?" she asked, a teasing smile playing on her lips.